Countess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad to be here. And I want to welcome all of my listeners today. I am Prophetess Demetria, and I am here to enlighten you, to stir up the gifts that are in the inside of you, and to just make you happy. In the name of Jesus, I'm excited. I have a big old smile on my face. I know you can hear it. I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour. Amen. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's the holiday season, full of cheer and all that good stuff. I was telling my producer, I had such a It was a good Thanksgiving, don't get it wrong. But I tell you one thing, I had bought some Cornish hens, and I bought 12 of them, and I was ready to season them up, and just we were going to feast, right? And I like to cook like at about 3 in the morning. So I had all the dressing and the string bean casserole, the roll, you know, the whole spread, right? And as I was cooking the cornbread for the dressing, I said, well, I better get started, open up my Cornish hens. I opened up those Cornish hens, and I tell you, every one of them were ruined. I had to rebag them, set them back in the deep freezer to get them ready to take them back to the store the next day. I was so devastated. So I had to run to Smith's. Thank you for being open, Smith. And I had to buy a ham and some chicken wings. When I tell you, I put it all in those turkey cooking bags, and it all came out well. Amen, amen. So all is well. Everyone enjoyed. I had, you know, made sweet potato pies and peach cobbler and just all the trimmings. By the way, I am a good cook. All right. So I want to welcome all of you here. Again, I hope you all had a great, wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope you all move some groceries around. As my advisor said, he moves groceries around. I want to welcome him. Thank you so much for your support, my aunts, my cousins, my adult children, even my older grandson, if he's listening. I want to just welcome all of you, my friends, all of my dear friends, and each and every one of you, even some new friends. I have some new friends out there that are listening. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for being there for me. All right. So I have this. I'm all over the place here. But anyway, we love Jesus. Amen. So I read this little thing. You know how people have these little patches and little signs and I don't know what you call them, stamps. I think that's what they're called. And I read one, and I really liked it, and I wanted to share it with you all, and then I'll go to the announcements. So it said, no matter. And then it said, no matter what the doctor says, no matter what the lawyer says, he says, she said, no matter. No matter. The he say, she say. She say, okay. And no matter even what the they say, because you know how you hear people say, oh, they said and they're going to say, and, you know, no matter any of that, because God will always have the last say. Amen. Remember that no matter what anyone says, no matter how they speak, no matter the words that come out of their mouth, that are not positive and lining up with the word of God, no matter, because it all is what God will always have the last word. It's always what he says, no matter what, and no matter where you are in this world. And if you want to read about it, just for some confirmation, Galatians 1 and 10 will give you the insight on that I just read to you. Again, it's called No Matter What Anyone Says. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. So now I want to make the announcements, and then I'll make them again later on. So if you have any prayer requests, you're more than welcome to dial 702-801-7765. Again, that prayer request line is 702-801-7765. If you would like to communicate with me, the prophetic55@gmail.com is a great place to communicate with me. That's one of my emails. And that's the one I check the most. I'm sad to say that. I check that one the most. Prophetic, PROPHETIC, 55@gmail.com. Also, I would like to invite anyone that would like to attend. I have a prophetic prayer line on every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You're more than welcome to join me. Now, I like to say that we pray agreement prayers and we get results. Amen. Why? Because we pray the agreement prayers dependent on Jesus. He is the one that fulfills the answers. Amen. Remember the grace. Hallelujah. We believe in great grace here at Authority Grace. Amen. And now that Wednesday morning prophetic prayer line, the number is 424-284-5500. Again, that's 424-284-5500. And that's every Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. Now, if you're listening in and you want to request prayer while we're here on the line during the show, you're more than welcome to dial 701-627-6008. All right. Now, if you want to talk to me, actually speak your prayer request out, you don't have to give your name. You can just say, please pray for this situation. Hey, that's what this talk show is all about. I love to talk. I love to you know, give answers where I can. And keep in mind, if I don't have the answer, we can search the scriptures to get the answers. And I do have a help team that will help me as well. Now, that number to talk live is 1-888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And you're more than welcome to call that line the whole time we're on here, 55 minutes, and just call in, and I'll be so happy. And, you know, and my team will just be praying with you. And we know that you're going to get those results. We know that there's people out there that are listening that need healing, they need encouragement. Amen. And that's what Authority Grace is all about, to let you know about the grace of God. The grace of God is so sufficient. Amen. Glory to God. And now, to help keep us on the line with this broadcast, if you would go to bbsradio.com/Authority Grace and click the donate button. Any amount helps. Amen. It's all for to keep me on the air. Amen. Glory to God. Again, that's bbsradio.com/authoritygrace and click the donate button. Also, if you miss any part of this broadcast, you can always go back the next day and do bbsradio.com/authoritygrace and then go to the archives and you can hear this show all over again if you miss anything. Amen. You're also welcome to listen on Skype at BBS Radio capital PR. P like Paul, R like Robert. Amen. Glory to God. And I wanted to also make an announcement that coming soon, we're going to attempt to do a Facebook Live one day through the week. I'm not sure which day it'll be at, but I will make that announcement. And that's going to be at Authority Grace on Facebook. It's just, the name is Authority Grace. That's the Facebook name. Amen. Also, Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Authority Grace. Amen. Also, I think it's Instagram, prophetic_me59. And that's just so you can go in and see the inspirational words. And, you know, I give prayers on there as well. So praise God. I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour. Amen. I almost said, is there anyone that would like to have words? But no one called in on the live line. Amen. But anyway, we are here in the mighty name of Jesus. My scripture reading that I want to do, I had a lot of scriptures I wanted to get in, but we're going to start here. This one I really like. I'm going to be in 2 Timothy. And we can start in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I'm going to start at verse 1. Because I really enjoyed this when I was studying it. Because it's about grace to overcome. And I know there's many of us out there. Many people are out there, including myself, that we need to overcome things. We need to know that we have the grace to overcome. Whether it be overeating, over drinking, you know. If it's just, we need to overcome obsessive compulsive behavior, if we need to overcome, you name it, anything that we need to overcome, that we over excess in, God has given us a grace for that. Amen. And it's an exciting thing to know. Amen. So I'm going to start reading right here, chapter 2, verse 1. Again, I'm so glad that you all are here with me. And the scripture starts, Timothy, my dear son, live your life empowered. Come on, somebody. Grab that word. Underline it, highlight it, write it big. Amen. Live your life empowered by God's free flowing grace. Let me say that one again. And if you, even though I can't hear you, you could repeat it with me. God's free flowing grace, which is your true strength. And you know, I was thinking about that when he said, which is your true strength. Because, you know, we as human beings, we have a tendency to believe that we're strong, right? We know that. We repeat it to ourselves. I'm strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. Amen. But if we get in his word and we seek him daily, even in areas where we are weak, we are made strong because of him. Amen. Because of his grace. Amen. I really enjoyed that. That grace is free flowing. Amen. So you don't have to do any work. Come on, somebody. You don't have to do any work to get it done. All you have to do is believe. When you pray, believe that God's grace has given you the power. He has empowered you. And what do you hear when you hear the word empower? What do you hear in your spirit? What's the first word that comes to you? I'm empowered to do this. Uh-oh. Guess what? I can do this. I don't need your help. Because I have God's grace, and his grace being sufficient for me empowers me, hallelujah, to believe that I am healed. That's the first thing. Then it empowers me to be able to sit here and minister this word to you. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. It empowers me to stand and see the move of God take place in many lives. Glory to God. Amen. in our morning, Wednesday morning prayer and teaching, we've had so many miracles come through there. Amen. People that weren't on the line were healed. We were praying for them and they were healed. They had miracles take place. Amen. While we were yet praying. Come on, somebody. God has empowered us in the mighty name of Jesus because of his grace. Hallelujah. We are overcomers. Amen. And it flows freely. That's so amazing. I wish I could just park right there, just hang out right there. Because his free-flowing grace, if you could capture that in your mind and see it as a river, it's free-flowing. When you turn on your faucet in your tub, it's free-flowing. It's just flowing until you turn it off. Come on, somebody. And how many of you know that we don't want to turn off anything that God is doing for us? Amen. We don't want to turn it off, even though we know that his grace is sufficient for us. It won't be turned off, but we don't want to do anything to even affect it. And when the only way you can affect it is not accept Christ as your personal savior, not believe that he died for you. And then he rose again. I like to say he got up. Amen. He got up for us in the mighty name of Jesus over 2,000 years ago. Amen. And when he got up with new life in his hand. He is grace. Amen. Glory to God. And he's free flowing. And so it goes on to say, God's free flowing grace, which is your true strength, found in the anointing of Jesus. How about we say found in the anointing of grace? Because Jesus is grace, right? Amen. And your union with him, meaning that you're a yoke fellow. Amen. He's on the inside of you. And if you can grasp that he's on the inside of you, glory to God. And he works from the inside out. Amen. He works from the inside out. Glory to God. You're that light shining in that dark place. Why are you the light shining in the dark place? Because he's on the inside of you. Amen. When you have Christ on the inside of you, let me tell you something. It's just phenomenal. You have life eternal. Glory to God. And I praise God that I had a chance to accept him as my personal savior, for him to live on the inside of me and stand tall in me, amen, by the Holy Ghost. He said, and all that, let me see, all that you've learned, this is Timothy talking, remember, all that you've learned from me, he said, is confirmed by the integrity of my life. Amen. And so we can say that today as teachers and pastors and prophets and, you know, men and women of God that walk true and teach. You can watch our lives and see that Jesus is real. Amen. Anyone that has been healed, you can watch their life and you can see God raised them up. You knew they were sick. You knew that the doctor said they wasn't getting up. But what did God say? Amen. He has the last word, and you believed. And what happened? It came in the past. Amen. You stood on the word of God. Amen. I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. His grace is truly sufficient for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is that season where we're just so excited that he got up. Amen. Glory to God. And so I'm going to go on here in verse 2 where he said he's confirmed by the integrity of my life. Passed on to faithful leaders. Amen. He was passing it on to faithful leaders who are competent to teach the mighty name of Jesus, to teach the revelation of God. Amen. Competent to teach the word of God, being competent to be able to know that Jesus is, he's real, he lives. Amen. And anything that comes out of our mouth, it comes out by the Holy Ghost. It's not us. Amen. That's why he says it's not us. It's not by us that any man should boast. We can't boast about what we're doing in Christ Jesus because it's all him. It's none of us. Amen. Without him, trust and believe, you can do nothing. Glory to God. Even what you think you're doing, without him, you're not even doing that. Amen. You're stumbling in the dark. Amen. Glory to God. Overcome every form of evil as a victorious soldier of Jesus, the anointed one. Glory to God. The soldier of grace. I call Jesus grace. Amen. Because he got up. Glory to God. And for every soldier called to active duty, you must divorce yourself. We are soldiers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Why can I call us soldiers? Because we're prayer warriors. We're intercessors. We stand firm on the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he speaks through us, hallelujah, we have ears to hear. We have hearts to receive the true uncut word of God. Amen. I got a text message a couple of days ago, and I was just laying there. It was in the wee hours of the morning. I got this text message, and I thought I was dreaming. Amen. And I said, what is this? And I opened the phone up, and the text message said Luke 5:1-11. I said, well, what is that? You know, I knew it was about the fishermen when he told them to drop their nets and all this stuff. But I said, whoa. So here I am at about 2:45 in the morning. I got my little dim light on and I'm grabbing my Bible that's in my phone. I said, let me just read this real quick with my sleepy eyes, right? And so I read over it and it was talking. The main piece that my eye laid on is that I'm making you fishers of men. Amen. And the person that sent that to me probably doesn't even know that that ministered to me, because all through the night, you know, God was just ministering to me. He was talking. I was writing and I have word for people. Amen. And it was all God's word. So when this came, it was like confirmation. I'm making you a fisherman, fisher of men. Amen. Winning souls for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's the most exciting thing to see people's lives change. Amen. It's very, very exciting to see lives change when you know a person was, you know, flipping and flopping like a fish out of water, and then all of a sudden they're calling you and they want you to pray with them. They want you to teach them the word of God. They want scriptures so that they can know where it is. And then I believe that if it gets in their eye gate, it gets in, see, once you it get in your eye gate, you're reading it, right? And then when you read it out loud, it's in your mouth gate, right? See, because when you're reading, it's bouncing back on you. When I read this word to you all, it's bouncing back to me. It's getting in my ear gate, coming out my mouth gate. Come on, somebody, in my eye gate. Glory to God. And so I'm just excited because we know that God is faithful. Amen. And so it overcome every form of evil as a victorious soldier of Jesus, the anointed one. For every soldier called active duty must divorce, meaning and leave all that other stuff behind you. And anything that you're doing that's not of Jesus, just leave it behind and drop it off. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you drop it off in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, it's done. Glory to God. He said, Lord, I don't want it no more. Thank you, Jesus. I can't do it by myself, Father God, but with you, in me, on me, and through me, it can be done because I depend on you, I rely on you, and I lean, hallelujah, on you. Amen. That everlasting arm. And he said, if you're called to active duty, you got to divorce yourself. Me and self got to get out the way. Amen. Move out the way. Hallelujah. And let God do his thing. And let me tell you about distraction, because the scripture say himself from you have to divorce yourself from all distractions of this world in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you about distraction. I'm writing a book on distraction. I'm almost finished with part one. But let me tell you something. Distractions are from the devil. Distractions, if I can say it, is from hell. Distractions will take you off your course. And if you are not praying and trusting and believing God, that distraction will have you way off, and you look back and you 3 years behind because you got distracted by one little thing. Amen. The devil saw you moving through, flowing through in that flow, and then all of a sudden he'll throw something out there, and you'll turn your head and look, and all of a sudden you look too long, and now you're 3 years behind. If you glanced at it and keep going, be like, I don't even need to look at it. It's not in front of me. Amen. I'm sure not looking behind me. Glory to God. I don't need nothing. If it's behind me, evidently it's not supposed to be with me. Glory to God. So don't look behind trying to reach back and bring stuff. No. What happened to Lot's wife? She looked back. What happened? She turned to a pillar of salt. And before my mother passed, I used to make her laugh all the time, because I just say, she said, well, what's going on? You know, we talk about ministry and stuff. I said, well, trust and believe, I'm not looking back, because I am not bringing none of that stuff with me. I am not trying to be no little ball of salt. You know, one of them, what is it? I'd probably be the black pepper, right, with the little salt mixed in. Praise God. So I'm not trying to look back. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm staying on course. And I thank you all for praying for me in the mighty name of Jesus, that I stay on course and I don't look to the left and I don't look to the right, but I keep my eyes single on the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so he says here, we're in verse 4 now. He's talking about the distraction of this world so that you may fully be satisfied the one who chose you. Amen. And fully satisfied, meaning when we're praying, we're praying. Amen. We're reading the word of God. We're doing the will of God. And each one of us has an assignment. Amen. Don't turn your distraction into an assignment. That would be my word for you today. Is don't let a distraction become an assignment, because then you have to put too much work in it. Why? Because it's a distraction. Amen. The things of God, they add no sorrow. Amen. Glory to God. They add no sorrow. The things of God, he said, my yoke is easy. Come on, somebody. And my burden is light. Amen. So you don't have to have the sweatband on and, you know, I got to catch this sweat because I'm doing that. No, you're working too much. Pray and believe God. He said that he has it. All you got to do is hand it to him. Amen. Give it to God. He'll carry it for you. He'll bear every piece of the weight. Amen. Glory to God. An athlete who doesn't play by the rules will never receive the trophy. So remain faithful. Come on, somebody. Repeat it after me. I will remain faithful to God. Because who wants to go through all this and do these things and never receive the trophy, never receive the reward? Amen. So you, and it's not by works. Don't think that I'm putting you to work, because that's the furthest from my mind. I don't want you to have to work for this. I want you to believe God. He said, labor to rest in him. Amen. Labor to rest in him. All right. So make sure that you are playing by the rules. What do I mean by that? When you're playing by the rules, that means that the word of God, let it lead you. Let him guide you into all truth. Amen. Because his word will not lead you wrong. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Remain faithful to God. In all thine getting, get an understanding. Amen. That was one thing that my mother impressed very hard on my brothers and I. Everything you do, get an understanding. My thing was, she used to tell me all the time, before you open your mouth, make sure you understand it. You know? Make sure you understand each and every part. Amen. Stay faithful to God. Verse 6 said, the farmer who labors to produce a crop should be the first one to be fed from the harvest. Amen. Glory to God. The farmer who labors to produce, hallelujah, a crop should be the first one in the reaping of the harvest. Amen. Let him pull first. Amen. Glory to God. In our house, it was like my dad worked outside of the house. My mom worked from home for a little while. And she would always make sure dinner, everything was done. House clean. Everything was done. We were bathed and clean by the time dad got home. This is when we were little kids. And he was the laborer, right? And he brought the food home. She prepared it, and she would prepare our plates. Then she would fix dad's plate. Amen. And I always admired that about her. So now, if I'm the breadwinner, amen, then what do? I'm the farmer. I went out there and prepared the crop. Right? So when the harvest come in, let me pluck from that harvest, and then I'm going to distribute it out. Amen? Glory to God. Sister Joan, can you elaborate on that a little bit, if you don't mind? Thank you so much for joining me. Are you there?
Oh, amen. Amen. Yes, you know, that's it's grace.
Yes.
it's all, it's grace. We're gracious. Grace people are gracious.
Amen.
So whatever we bring in, whatever the Lord bless us with, is to be a blessing to others.
Amen.
Amen. That's why he give us the grace to be in the overflow, that we may, like you said, distribute it out.
Yes.
We distribute it because we know that it's by grace. Everything
yes.
that we have, it is all by the grace of God.
That's
by
right.
Jesus.
Everything.
We couldn't do anything. Anything outside of Christ, it means failure. Because in him, all things are possible. In him, we are victorious. In him, we have everything that we need. Everything. So by the grace, by our laboring to rest in the grace of God, the finished works of Jesus, we have more than enough to share and to give out. Like you said, we labor to rest in his finished work.
Amen.
It's already done. It's already done. Amen.
Amen.
So I enjoy that your whole teaching on 2 Timothy 1. Is it 2 Timothy? Yeah, 2 Timothy. I'm sorry. Yeah, 2 Timothy 1:1, where Paul was encouraging Timothy, mm-hmm. you know, in his ministry.
That's right.
So this is very good, very, very, very enlightened, very enlightened.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister John, for sharing that. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes. I like the way Paul was, the way he talked to Timothy. I like the way he he conversed with him. You know,
I
like the way he did that. I'm just very impressed about how he taught him and how he took him step by step. And he was gentle with him. Like you said, he was gracious,
yes,
because that's what grace is.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He was gracious. Amen. He told him, he said, carefully, you know somebody care about you the way they talk to you. Amen.
Yes.
He's and like somewhere there when the Lord said, carefully consider the lilies, how they toil. You know, that's some intimacy, right? Glory to God. And as I was studying this, 2 Timothy 2, it was just amazing to me how he handled Timothy. And it was just all a conversation, but the way he handled him, he wasn't abusive, he wasn't brutal. And like you said, the graciousness, when he said, carefully consider all that I've taught you, and may our Lord inspire you with wisdom and revelation in everything you say and do. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Isn't that amazing? I just love that.
Yes,
and it's great. Being gracious is so phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I like the intimacy. I love that. Into me, you must see. I love it. Into Jesus, you must see. Glory to God.
Amen.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And you know, when you are a lover by nature, just your whole person is just, you know, about love, you know, is no abusiveness in you, right? And so this being gracious, it comes easy for you. Amen. Because you're like, oh, this word. And you get the word and you chew on it. And the Lord told you to be strong. But he wasn't rash when he told you, be strong.
No.
You know, he wasn't. When he told Joshua, what did he tell Joshua over there in that first chapter? Be strong and very courageous.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I got you. You know, you know, and it's funny because as a single woman, you learn to hear that. You long to hear that. I got you. And Jesus tell you, I got you. No need to worry, Demetria. No need to fret. Come on. I got you. Just step on out there and do what I told you to do. Say what I told you to say. You know what I'm saying? I got you. You're mine. Hallelujah. And he said, when you know that you're his, guess what? No man can pluck you out. Glory to God. And I like this. I like this little teaching right here. Everything you say and do. He said, but make Jesus the anointed one. Come on, make grace.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he is the anointed
one.
Come on, somebody.
Yes,
it is. You know, he is the anointed one. So your grace is anointed, hallelujah, on the inside of you, right? And your focus in life and ministry. He was telling, excuse me, to focus on, well, that was some, I drank some water while you were talking. Glory to God. But praise God, anyhow. Just love me. But glory to God. I like the way he was just handling him. He was just taking him step by step. He said, you're focused in life and your ministry, but make Jesus the anointed one. All that. Come on.
Yeah.
That's the key. That's the key. We can run with that. We can run with it. He said, make Jesus. Okay, come on. Say, make grace the anointed one, your focus in life in ministry. See?
Yes.
Because the thing is, when he came to earth as a descendant of David and rose from the dead, that's your key. He rose from the dead according to the revelation of the gospel that God has given me, is what he was saying. This is the reason I am persecuted and in prison by these evildoers enduring suffering of these chains. He said, but the word of God can never be changed.
That's right. Amen.
You see what I'm saying? You can say whatever you want to say to us. You can try to do whatever you want to do. But at the end of the day, when we speak God's word, and matter of fact, when he's on the inside of us, amen, it reeks from us, amen. So you can't chain us down and keep the word from coming out of our mouth.
Yeah,
it comes out of our pores. We read, we feel it, we fill ourselves with good things, the word of God. Come on, somebody. This is a good word right here.
Yes, it
because
is.
I like the way he was teaching. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
He said, and this is the reason why he is persecuted and imprisoned by evildoers. Because they don't want to endure sound doctrine. They don't want to get an understanding. They don't want to know truly who Jesus is. Amen. Like when we were talking this morning, our Wednesday prayer, it's like they want the gift, but not the giver. But what they don't realize, what did you say? They don't realize that he is the gift. The giver is the gift.
Yes.
See, that's the part.
Yes.
Ooh, come on now. That's the part.
Amen.
You honing in on the gift, thinking it's a material thing, but in actuality, Jesus is the gift.
He is the gift. That's
come
right.
on, somebody. The gift giver is the gift. Because what did God tell him? He said, when he told him, he said, I gave good gifts to my son, come on, somebody, to give unto you.
Yes,
amen? And what did he give us? Himself.
He gave himself. Yes.
He gave himself. Glory to God. And when
thank
he gave
you,
himself, he came as the gift, grace gift. Oh, my God. Mm. Somebody better get this thing. Come on, somebody. You better get this thing. This is a good thing. You know, people out there, they looking for the good thing. This is the good thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you giving the word of God out of your mouth, you're speaking him. Amen. It's not I that speak, but he that speak through me. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about to be able to be that one that delivers that word. Hallelujah. He said, beautiful are the feet of them that carry the gospel. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for my beautiful feet.
Amen. Mine too, amen.
Come on, Sister Jo. You know, beautiful are our feet. Come on, somebody. Glory
Amen.
To God. And we take good care of them. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But
thank
I'm just excited about the move of God that takes place in our life. I'm excited that he sent the gift. Amen.
Yeah.
He sent him. Matter of fact, the word came to life. Oh, boy. That's a whole nother subject. I'm just saying that is so much wrapped up in the gift. Amen. The grace.
Yes.
It's so much.
Yes. Grace gift. Yes.
Up in him. Look, the word. It became life. Y'all better get this thing.
Yes.
The word.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, somebody. And he walked among us. Glory to God. And then when he left, he wasn't even selfish when he left.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to go. Didn't he say it? He said, but I'm not going to leave you what? Comfortless. Come on,
that's
somebody.
Right.
He left us the
Amen.
Holy Ghost. He said, I go and he come. Somebody better hear me out there. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
I'm excited about this. Amen. I love Jesus. I'm so glad he sacrificed his life for me. I'm so glad he sacrificed his life for you. And you, all the listeners out there, God, he sacrificed his life. God sent his son who knew no sin. Get this, catch it. He sent his son who knew no sin. He became sin for us for a moment. But then what happened? He was raised with new life in his hand. Now, I want you to understand this thing right here. He didn't do sin. That's the part somebody needs to know. He didn't do sin. When you hear us say that he became sin for a moment, he didn't do sin. It was laid upon him. And if you get the opportunity, you need an analogy, go on YouTube. Joseph Prince has a little snippet about when Jesus was on that cross and how that sin was laid upon him. He never did sin, but it was laid upon him. Come on, somebody. And then when he rose again, he rose with new life in his hand. All right? So sin couldn't be nowhere near him then. Glory to God.
Amen.
That's it. Sin's no battle for him. He said he took the sting out of death. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. He removed that sin barrier.
Yes,
that's what was holding us from God, was sin that separated mankind from God.
Amen.
Jesus came. He removed that sin barrier.
Yes.
So now we have access.
Come on.
We have access to him, but it's through Jesus Christ. Amen. It's through him. It's through that gift. And a gift, when somebody give you a gift, you just say, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. When you try to work for it, it's not a gift anymore. It's like a wage. It's something you have to work for. But Jesus, he said, I'm giving you the gift of life.
Yes.
It's a gift. All you say is, thank you.
That's it.
All you say
thank
is,
you,
thank
Jesus.
You. Amen. Amen. Just. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing we can do to outdo Jesus, what he did. It's done.
Amen.
It's nothing we can do. All the money, all the riches, all the gold in the world cannot top new life in his hands.
Amen.
Eternal life. One of his names is life eternal. Glory
life
to God.
Eternal.
Life
Glory.
Eternal. And it's ours when we receive him. It's ours. It's a gift. And all we say is thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We don't have to work for it.
That's right. Amen. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
And how
yes,
awesome
it
that is. That we don't have to work for it. Amen.
No, we don't.
All we have to do is believe. Just believe.
Yes.
I believe. Amen. And then get in that word. Because you want to study to show yourself approved, a workman that should not be made ashamed. Amen. And what that means is, so you rightly dividing the word of truth when you speak it out of your mouth. Amen.
Yes.
You're getting it. That's right. When I got a hold of the grace message, you know, when I was young, I said, this is the question I used to always ask when I was young, because mama kept us in that word all the time. And I always used to say, why no one talks about grace? But they said, his grace is sufficient, you know? And then I learned as life goes on, they didn't know. They didn't know. No one took the time to study the grace. You know, they didn't take the time to know that his grace is what was making them overcomers. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. Yes. I thank the Lord for this time of study. Amen. I thank the Lord for this enlightenment. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that many that are out there in the name of Jesus that need Christ in your life and you just happen to stumble upon this broadcast or, you know, some way, some shape, form, or fashion, you tuned in, amen, because I just pray that that word fell on good ground in the name of Jesus, and now you want to change your life. You want to do it new, amen, and just remember, doing it new means that you want to say, Lord, I believe that you rose again with new life in your hand and that you did it for me in the name of Jesus. That's and say, it. Lord, I just want to be saved. I just want to be saved. How do you be saved? All you have to do is believe. Lord, I believe that all that you yeah. did, you did it for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. And amen. I thank you for amen. Doing that for me. And I surrender all to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I do believe. And that's it. Just believing.
Amen. That's
it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And then,
amen.
And then walk in it. Just walk in it.
Yeah.
How do you walk in it, Prophetess Demetria? You walk in it by getting in your word and then praying. Amen. Just say, Lord, I just thank you so much. I accepted Christ today as my personal Savior in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you came into my life today. And it is me, but it's not me, because you have made me again another vessel. And you, when you made me again another vessel, now I am useful for the Master. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And just
Thank
ask
you,
him
Jesus.
To lead, guide, and direct you into all
yeah.
truth.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. You know, there's
Thank
a scripture
you,
in Romans, the 12th chapter. And it's the first verse, and it says, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen? Just surrender to him. There's no works, as Sister Joan and I have said, there, you don't have to do any work. There's no work for you to do. You only have to be the participant portion saying, I believe God. Amen. And watch him move. Watch him move. Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
I thank you. And I praise you, Jesus, for every listener
thank
on
you.
This line. Thank you, Jesus, that
thank
this
you.
Fell on good ground. I thank you, Father God, that their hearts and minds have been changed in the mighty name of Jesus. And now they desire to follow hard after you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I thank you all
may,
for
may
attending.
I ask?
Yes,
you,
yes. We got one, about one
two,
minute. Go ahead.
2 minutes? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I just want to encourage those. I just want to say, you don't have to try to clean yourself up first. Because if you have to clean yourself up first, then Jesus, you don't need Jesus. But because that's why he came for unclean vessels. He came
Amen.
To save the ungodly.
Amen.
So don't try to say, well, I am not clean. That's why he came, to clean us up. He said, the Bible says he came, he died for the ungodly.
Yes, yes.
That's what encourages
Hallelujah.
You. You don't have to try to do nothing. All you have to do is say thank you.
Thank
like
you, Jesus.
Like Prophet Demetrius said, it's a gift, a free gift at that.
Yes, yes,
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Again, thank you all for... supporting. Thank you all for attending. God bless you. And we'll see you 2 weeks from today. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Be blessed. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your program. Thank you.
Amen. You're so welcome. Praise God.